Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The housing market in Delaware continues to face some headwinds. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the first eight during the busy spring and summer season, what can you expect? Is it a buyer's or seller's market? This week, contributor Eileen Dalabrida examines the housing market in Delaware and what's driving it in her latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to dig into the details. So before we dive in a bit more deeply, how does the market look this year compared to recent years? Generally speaking, is it better or worse than we've seen in recent years?
Well, the housing market is tough, but I have to say it's improved slightly. Interest rates are in the 6% range compared to 7%, and inventory has improved slightly, but it's still nowhere near what it needs to be in a balanced market.
So one issue we always talk about is one you just talked about, inventory. Tell us a little bit more about what that looks like right now specifically.
Well, in Newcastle County, listings are moving briskly, a median of 34 days listed in March, compared to the national median of 53 days. About 560 homes were newly listed on the market in March, and that's an 11% increase from March of 2024.
You also mentioned interest rates and the fact that they remain a factor for people. The Fed this week held rates steady. What does that all mean for financing a home right now and how that figures into the equation of whether or not to buy or sell?
Well, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate will spend most of the year in the sixes, and that's after that short-lived spike above 7%. But analysts say that it will not get below 6% because of continued economic growth and worries about inflation and government debt.
And I suppose that affects inventory because there are a fair number of people who have homes that they bought when interest rates were much lower and they're locked into a pretty good rate. And if you're going to sell out of that rate, you're going to wind up at a much higher rate, right?
Yes. That is a big part of why there is so little inventory. People who bought their homes with a 2.5% or 3% mortgage are very reluctant to trade that in for a 6.5% mortgage.
And we've also seen, Eileen, in the economy, there's worries stemming from uncertainty over how President Trump's tariffs will play out and a myriad of other economic factors. How much do those factors also kind of impact the housing market?
They play a significant role. One of the buyers who I interviewed said that a tweet could go out at any time that would send the stock market into a spiral. So I guess the essence of it is that our economy, as it sits right now, is unpredictable. And like the stock market, the real estate market does not like uncertainty.
And so when we pull all these factors together, interest rates, the economy, inventory, what does that mean for prices? What are we looking at for prices for homes kind of across the spectrum as compared to recent years?
Well, for the year, the median price in Delaware rose 3% from 2024. It's not at the fever pitch that it was when all of this seller's market started getting underway about 5 years ago, but prices are still going up.
So that is perhaps one of the few incentives out there to sell your home. The only problem is if you sell at a higher price, you're also buying at a higher price, right?
You are. You are indeed.
We've also talked over the years when we talk about the housing market in Delaware about one specific part of the market, and that is first-time home buyers. Can you give us a sense of how things have been for them? It's been tough over the last few years for first-time buyers. Is that still the case?
I think it's gotten a little worse for first-time buyers, mostly because rents have gotten more expensive, and it makes it harder to shake loose money for savings. And also, we need to factor in student loan debt, which a lot of first-time buyers are still paying down. One study says that to make payments affordable, that first-time buyers need to make bigger down payments, although I don't see that becoming the norm. But in markets more favorable to buyers in past years, it took an average of 6 years to save for down payment. Now it's 12.8 years.
Wow.
In Delaware, it's a little lower, 11.8 years. And in the super expensive LA market, it's more than 35 years.
Wow.
As I said, I don't expect that this will become a big trend, but it really is an eye-opener as to just how hard it is for first-timers.
And is it also a factor of there not being maybe the inventory for first-time home buyers? Is more of the inventory, for lack of a better term, at the upper end of the spectrum, as opposed to for those first-time buyers who are looking for an affordable home?
Well, the entry level has gone up to like 350,000, and anything that's selling between 350 and 400,000 just flies off the market. I spoke with an agent in Kent County who says that most of her listings are from older couples who have second homes. They're affluent and they're either moving to their second home at the beach or in Florida, and those homes are starting at 700,000 up to about 850. And that is not affordable for most first-time buyers.
One other thing I thought was interesting in your piece was something you mentioned about technology also having an impact on buying or selling a home. And we're not just talking about, what we've talked about previously, like drone pictures now being used to help, boost listings. You noted in your story that there's some other areas where AI is coming into play in this whole process. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, it sure is. It's both real estate professionals and buyers are using AI to do research. And one of the things that AI can tell people is a quick hit as to crime rates and market trends in the areas that they've targeted to buy in. And AI can also analyze economic indicators and demographic data to predict how much and how quickly a property will appreciate, which is of great interest to buyers.
I was going to say, it sounds like AI is really giving buyers a chance to come to the table better equipped with information than maybe they could have 5, 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, is there any advice for people buying or selling now that might help them navigate the market successfully, beside perhaps using AI to help you out?
Absolutely. If you have your heart set on a home in moving condition in a popular area, come in with a strong offer and look to your real estate professional to guide you as to how high you should bid. Don't lowball. And you can sweeten the pot by being flexible on moving dates. And if you can afford it, offer to pay both halves of Delaware's 4% transfer tax, which is the highest in the nation. Agents tell me that's the quickest way to a buyer's heart. And also, don't forget the personal touch. I spoke with an agent whose client was a veteran, and the seller, who also served in the military, accepted his offer, even though it wasn't the best deal, because he wanted to help a fellow vet.
So building relationships can be important even in buying and selling a home.
Yes.
So before we wrap up, is there a sense of what the long range picture might look like? Is waiting perhaps a better option at this point?
Well, you're rolling the dice. Home prices are continuing to press up, but with the volatile economy that we're now experiencing, that could change. The cost of borrowing is expected to remain high this year because folks with those 3% mortgages are staying put. So I'm not seeing a huge shift in the market, barring some unforeseen and catastrophic event in the economy.
So the bottom line is, if you can't wait 5 years to really see things shake out, you probably need to start thinking about what's the best option for you now. Make the best deal you can.
Sure, especially if you're paying rent. That 5 years of paying rent will really make a dent in your budget. So I think that sometimes it's difficult. I've talked to for buyers, especially first-time buyers who have taken second jobs, but they're doing what they feel they need to do to make the deal go.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for her time this week. Her piece on Delaware's housing market is available at DelawarePublic.org. Next up on The Green, we delve into new research examining how a teacher's emotions can affect classrooms and student learning. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.